Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Considerable sunshine across the area today. That'll warm temperatures up to about 90 to 95 this afternoon. Later during the afternoon, the early evening hours, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. It'll become partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with the chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Sunshine Wednesday, highs will be very close to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Shamir Little, a sprinter for Texas A&M, is really getting it done out in Eugene, Oregon. I'll tell you just how well she did over the weekend, as well as all your MLB and NBA news. It's free agency time. I'll tell you all the updates on that. All that and more coming up in sports.
Free agency time.
Free agency, okay. Getting paid.
Yeah. So so now the top three players in Miami are trying to become free agents? Is that right?
Top two.
Top two?
Dwayne Wade's not going anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know if you could say he's one of their top players anymore, but he's been falling down the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But but yeah, he's getting paid down in South Beach, but LeBron James and Chris Bosh are testing the free agent waters.
So I was reading something this morning. I guess I decided, well, let me see. I've got 20 seconds. Let me read about the NBA. Yeah. that LeBron James has never even been the highest paid player on his team, much less in the league. Is that right?
I don't know the stats on that. I mean, I would think he would be, if not the most, pretty dang close to it.
Well, close, but I mean, again, for a guy who dominates the game as much as he does.
Now, Dwayne Wade, he makes a lot of money, like over $20 million a year, I think. So.
Well, I hope LeBron gets to do those Gold Bond ads after Shaq quits doing them.
It's probably going to be just or like some kind of hair growth thing for LeBron, though. But yeah, Shaq, Shaq's still doing it.
Scott, yeah. Scott, this is just a little gentle reminder. We didn't do the top of the hour news.
Oh, no.
We didn't do the news?
No. We just went straight into the weather, but it's okay. Aww. I mean, the news, news will continue to happen.
No, no, we need to do no.
No news?
Well, because I had so many commercials.
I know. I heard
I did all those commercials. Yep. I went, wait a minute, we're at only nine after? A gentle reminder. Don't give me that. Sound like I need a day off. All right. There you go.
WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Federal officials are looking to Bryan as a possible location to house immigrant children from Central America. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he wants to deal in a humane way with what he calls a tragedy caused by President Obama's immigration policy.
A lot of these kids are coming over with things like tuberculosis and issues that we haven't had to deal with as a country for a few decades.
City officials told the Eagle federal officials are looking into housing the children at the former Army Reserve building next to Cellular Core Field, the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers baseball team. Tuesday's Bryan City Council agenda includes initial consideration of three retail zoning recommendations made a month ago by the Planning and Zoning Commission. All would create new retail areas along busy highways. One is across Elmo Whedon Road from Central Baptist Church. PNZ member Nancy Hardiman and Chairman Scott Hickel were part of last month's unanimous vote.
I think it's an ideal location. I think your buyer was lucky to get this piece of land, and I expect him to do some good things with it there.
Yes, I think Mr. Trent's done a lot of good work here in the past, and we're looking forward to some new things.
The council will also take up retail zoning at the southeast corner of Highway 21 and Old Curtin Road and allow the owner of the big gas truck stop at the intersection of Highways 6 and 2818 to add retail property. Before the end of the week, the president of the University of Texas at Austin could be fired, but Bill Powers has written a letter to the UT chancellor asking to stay through the end of next year's legislative session. The letter, obtained by the Austin American-Statesman, follows a story from the Associated Press that Chancellor Francisco Sigueroa gave an ultimatum to resign before Thursday's Board of Regents meeting to avoid being terminated. Six or seven men are accused of an assault and armed robbery in the Northgate District early Sunday morning. Two victims told College Station police they were walking home when they exchanged words with the occupants of a gray-colored, late 90s model SUV passing by in the area of Church and First Streets. The suspects stopped, got out of the vehicle, began to hit them, and at gunpoint took their wallets. College Station police received four vehicle burglary reports on Saturday in a Northside neighborhood. Two men were arrested after a neighbor reported witnessing one of the break-ins on Westover, which is east of Munson and north of Dominick. As of Sunday night, 22-year-old Stephen Warren and 23-year-old Stephen Howe were still in jail. After their arrest, police also received a report of a firearm being stolen in the same block, along with three vehicle burglaries on Hardwood. El Paso was the latest stop for the American Legion, which has been hosting crisis centers to help veterans get doctor's appointments and benefits from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The Legion's website says 410 vets and family members were served in El Paso, including one vet who had been trying to get his benefits since 1970. More than 1,800 have been helped so far. The Legion plans to set up temporary centers in seven more cities nationwide that have seen the longest VA waiting times. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care. Just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview. 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
713, you don't get another sports tease. When we begin doing things like that, Patrick, you just go, hey, old man, you forgot that.
Gentle reminder.
That was very nice. It was. Well, what had happened, just peek behind the curtain, I was loading up the commercials, and actually they ended before I had thought that they would. Because I was actually, and that's what I get for trying to prepare in advance. When you try to prepare in advance, bad things happen.
See, you just fly like, by the seat of your pants like the rest of the time.
That's it, right? You finish your commercial break and they go, oh, it's time to do the weather, and then you know there we go, and there's Patrick going, hey, it's such good news stories.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt.
I need
everything.
To do the news.
Right, that's right.
News, Scott. All right,
and you do. You've got some really good stories. Now, I mean. We've had some dust-ups, kerfuffles at our border regions, but nothing like they got going on at all.
Man.
This thing is...
Talk about airing the dirty laundry.
Oh, this is so, so ugly. So many things. And there are a couple of different things going on here. If you remember Jakey Sanderford's Seven Steps to Better Colleges, and Texas A&M was the only one who was going to adopt that, and you remember that that didn't end well.
No.
And that was one of the things that they kind of had a dust-up with over in Austin. But what this is all about right now, among other things, was that the dean of the law school at UT has a $500,000, quote, forgivable loan. And he's not the only one in the law school who's gotten these, quote, forgivable loans. Now, sounds to me like if you get a $500,000 forgivable loan, that's pretty much $500,000, isn't it?
Could be. So,
you know, Bill Powers says they shouldn't be doing that. So he's kind of kicking up some dust there because the previous dean of the University of Texas Law School didn't do that. The previous dean of the University of Texas Law School is a guy named Bill Powers. So you got that going on. And then then we got the legislature getting into, you know, somebody's aunt's cousin wants to get into UT and they can't, and so they want to get in there and get enrollment requirements changed so that, well, you know, you can get a buddy-buddy in there or whatever. And as you say, and now they're airing it all their laundry, and the chancellor tells Bill Powers, okay, we can go ahead and leave now. And now he's written the letter, which has somehow amazingly become public, saying, how about I leave after the legislative session instead of right now? Anyway. Better them than other schools. And, Zach, while you did have a lot of sports, and you did. You had a lot of sports.
Lots.
One thing about the running of the Bulls.
Ah.
Underway in Pamplona, Spain, this morning. We've already had a Goran. So there.
There we go.
We got three injured, one gored. It went 2 minutes and 25 seconds. Just want to let you know.
You ain't been gored. You ain't doing it right.
That's exactly right. They've averaged a bit less than two gorings per run.
Really?
In the 21 times that they have.
Well, how many tramplings is what I want to know.
Well, that's the injuries. With Monday being the day when the most gorings take place anyway, everybody was very apprehensive about this first run this year. However, early reports had just one goring and the three injured. And the run time, they say, was very fast.
Now, do you know who Rex Ryan is, right? The head coach for the New York Jets?
Oh, sure.
And he's not really just a skinny guy. He's done that before.
Is that right?
And well, I don't know if he just pushed people out of the way or what the deal
Well, Andy Richardson, who's over in the videos at the athletic department at A&M, has also run with the Bulls.
Really?
Yeah, we had him on to talk about that a few years ago. 15 people have been killed in the Bull runs since they began keeping records back in 1911. Before that, they didn't keep
any
records.
You know what? We probably need to write this down.
Yeah, that's right. This year, for the first time, authorities have begun to impose fines on any misdemeanors committed by the runners, which might take place during the event. If you're caught, the municipal police will accompany you to the nearest cash machine and demand that you pay the fine there and there.
Well, they're having people looting as the Bulls are running through?
I don't know what they've got going on. Anyway, it happens at 8 o'clock in the morning, each morning over there. And so every morning we'll have we'll have the gore update for you. So the gore board is three injured and one
gore right board.
Yeah, got that going on.
Right, so. I always think of, was it City Slickers, the first scene?
There you go, exactly. If you haven't seen Billy Crystal, right? Yeah,
right.
Yeah, doing that. Okay, so guess which patriotic name is the most popular in U.S. America? The contact information company White Pages used the holiday weekend to do analysis of all the people who share a name with our founding fathers. In what used to be called the phone book, younger people, you can ask your parents what that used to be. Anyway, here are the results. We don't give you 10, so we'll give you 9. Benjamin Franklin, there are 401 people named that. Thomas Jefferson, 522. Then James Madison, Patrick Henry, Sam Adams, not the beer guy, it's the fourth governor of Massachusetts, but same person. 1,100 people named Sam Adams. Wow. There are 1,500 people named George Washington. There are 1,600 people named John Hancock.
Huh.
Robert Morris, who's the merchant who was superintendent of finances during the Revolutionary War, 7,300 of those. And John Adams is the winner. There are 9,900 people named John Adams in U.S. America.
Dying.
Just want to let you know. Now, according to the LiveScience.com folks, Florida is the hotspot for patriotic names in U.S. America because there's 789 John Adams just in Florida. Texas has 184 people named John Hancock, 133 people named George Washington, and 52 people named Thomas Jefferson. Just letting you know.
I don't know anybody with the real patriot, or maybe I just don't know their middle name.
Well, it could be, see, that's it, right. It could be like Fred George Washington, and he goes by Fred. Other patriotic fun factoids, according to the U.S. Social Security Administration, the name America ranks 777th in popularity.
Really?
People naming their child America. Liberty ranks 532. Freedom and independence are not in the top 1,000.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah. You're naming your child Liberty.
Well, there's a you were mentioning America though. The America Ferrara, is that
right? Ferrara, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
The actress.
That's right. So there's a famous person actually with that name, but others. Okay. All right. So you heard the story this morning on the Fox News about your cell phone. If you're going to be traveling out of the country and you're probably taking a flight directly back into U.S. America, they are probably going to want you to turn on your cell phone and show that it's a working, thinking that there may be some new bomb technology out there. Hello?
I can give you a patriotic name factoid. Back in the 1960s, there were 3 George Washingtons on the A&M payroll.
Oh, really? Thank you. All right. There you go. Of course, don't know if them any of them are still working there. So, yeah, that's the deal now. You're going to have to, it used to be that way. It used to be you had to power up your device. I can remember that when you'd get on an airplane. And I think that was just a domestic situation.
So I wonder if it's packed away, if they'll have to open it up and turn it on.
You know, that's a pretty good question.
It would slow things down.
I've always got it in my pocket, so.
They've enacted a new rule that will require passengers to turn on their cell phone before boarding the aircraft at certain overseas airports for direct flights to the U.S. Apparently, they've got a message on their website went up yesterday that'll give you more information as far as the screening procedures are concerned. The other thing, again, Zach, you had a lot of sports, but you missed another one. It was the World Wife Carrying Championships.
Oh, I bet Chip Howard won that, didn't he?
It's the 19th annual. A Finnish couple named Ville Brown and his wife Jeanette have won the 19th Wife Carrying Championships. The couple finished the 278-yard obstacle course in 63 seconds on Saturday.
Whoa.
They secured their victory less than a second ahead of a team from Great Britain. The rules stipulate that the woman must be over 17 years of age and weigh at least 108 pounds. Despite the event's name, couples don't have to be married. Organizers say that male contestants can borrow a neighbor's wife if they want. The men can carry their teammate in various ways, though the most popular method is for the women to hang upside down with their legs around the male contestant's shoulders.
Center of balance?
I don't know. It must be. 36 pairs from countries around the world, including Australia, Japan, and U.S. America, took part in this year's race. The winners were rewarded with their wife's weight in beer.
Ooh, hello.
Hello. Oh.
You know, I've had the winners on before the show.
Oh, have you? Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of years ago we had the winners on. And I believe I had an American couple on that went over there and competed.
Well, let's see. The only other names they gave us were a British couple. Now, so did you have, let me see, Ville Parvianian?
No, I did not.
Okay.
This was, I believe, was a British couple that I had on that won two or three years ago. It's quite the event.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I guess I could think of something that I would want to ask them, but right off the top of my head, I can't think
what's
of a thing I
wanted to know.
What's
the terrain like? Yeah. Is it uphill? Is it?
They have hurdles. They go under things. It is, as he mentioned, an obstacle course. So, and I believe there's some mud and water involved, if I'm not mistaken.
So 278 yards, just covering that while you're carrying anybody, just running would be pretty hard to do.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, not just anyone can carry their wives.
So if the wife falls off, is it one and done, or do they get to...
It's done. No.
The whole way.
Yeah. You have to have them strapped on the whole way, and it is for time. So, yeah, it's quite an event. It's a lot like the cheese rolling championships.
Yeah, that they almost outlawed with they use a fake cheese.
Well,
now,
you know,
right?
I think they did start using a fake cheese because the big block of cheese kept crushing people.
Yep.
So it's not quite the same. And I'm sure they'll outlaw this too eventually.
Well, that's great. I budgeted about a minute for this story. You were able to bring it out to a full 3 minutes.
Do what
I can. Thanks a lot. It's Clip Howard. Okay. He just wants to be back on the radio. He hadn't been on in a week and a half. So, you know, he's just
traveling
looking for someplace
the world.
To be. Yeah, on assignment. 7:24 right now.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
All of Royalty Pecan's signature pecan delicacies are handcrafted in small batches right there, on site, at the farm, using only quality ingredients. They find ways to enhance their delicious, healthy pecans without adding artificial ingredients, preservatives, or trans fats. From their orchard to you, they control how Royalty Pecans are grown, harvested, and prepared during their journey. Try them for yourself and let them know what you think. Take the short drive on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, and open year-round. Click RoyaltyPecans.com for more info.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. Psalm 122, verse 1 reads, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Friend, are you able to say the same thing? We at BCS Church of Christ invite you to come study and worship with us. Our times and location are found on our website, bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. At the BCS Church of Christ, we seek to worship God according to the teaching of John 4:24. In this verse, Jesus makes it clear that the true worship of God consists of having the right attitude and the right standard. We must make sure that our heart is sincere, but also that our worship is according to God's pattern of truth, as found within the Bible. We at BCS Church of Christ invite you to come study and worship with us, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High today about 93 or so. Probably have that all week long. The winds won't be up so much today, but probably on Tuesday and Wednesday we're looking at high at the winds up to about 20 miles an hour. So that'll help cool things down a little bit. Our low temperature each night will be probably in the lower to middle 70s. We do have a 20 or 30% chance of showers every day this week, just kind of some pop-up type showers. 94% relative humidity, winds out of the south at 5. Fair skies now, looking at 73.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems installs all types of roofing, including metal and tile. They provide homeowners peace of mind by exceeding manufacturer specifications, completing jobs on time, and offering lifetime material and labor warranties. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
According to a new study, young mothers are not the only ones at risk for postpartum depression. Turns out young fathers are at risk, too. Now, you 20-something young men had better pay close attention to this before you put your baby-making skills to the test. Researchers searched, and they found men who fathered children when they were in their 20s suffered an increase in depression. Now, this doesn't apply to all young men who fathered children. Only those who lived with the child were affected. So a lot of baby daddies who never lived with the kids they father don't have to worry about this. But among those who did father and live with their children, the increase in depressive symptoms lasted for the first 5 years of fatherhood. Fathers have not been on the radar screen until recently, said the study's lead researcher, Northwestern University's Dr. Craig Garfield. And now we know that right around the time of the birth is an important time to try and capture and screen those dads. Having children at a young age doesn't necessarily mean that young men will get depressed. But the good doctor warns that 5 to 10% of fathers could be affected by depression. Now, anybody surprised? Young men, like young women, get depressed after having a child. I bet Pajama Boy knew this all the time, which brings us to the main question. Will male postpartum syndrome be covered under Obamacare? Well, don't laugh, folks. Don't laugh.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs. whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Along several busy highways in Bryan come requests to allow retail business zoning. Endorsements given last month by the Planning and Zoning Commission receive initial consideration at Tuesday's Bryan City Council meeting. One of the three locations is the remaining empty space at the intersection of Highways 30, 158, and Elmo Whedon Road. Representing developer Sam Trin at last month's P&Z meeting, engineer Rabone Metcalf did not know the specific plans for the 10 acres across Elmo Whedon from Central Baptist Church.
Him and I have spoken in regards to that, and obviously he wants to do something commercial, something retail, but he doesn't have a set plan in mind. Anything that we do, if this zoning does go forward, it would adhere to standard site development practices as far as parking requirements, landscaping, setbacks, buffer yards, and so on.
P&Z also supported adding retail property at the Big Gas Truck Stop in North Bryan at 2818 and Highway 6, along with rezoning the southeast corner of Highway 21 and Old Curtin Road, where the city has ordered a substandard commercial building be demolished. Later this week, we may know whether immigrant children from Central America will be housed in Bryan. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he and his staff have been in contact with city and school officials.
Let's say that we had, you know, a few hundred of these kids come into Brazos County. Well, that's going to put a real strain on our schools, which don't have the resources to be able to deal with an influx of non-English-speaking kids.
Combined the children with the start of hurricane season and the threat of evacuations from the Gulf Coast, and Flores agrees that will tax local resources.
I remember what Houston was going through after the Katrina refugees relocated there. I mean, crime went up and several other societal issues became a real problem for a while.
Flores places responsibility on President Obama's failure to live up to immigration laws passed by Congress. Meantime, federal immigration officials are using George Bush International Airport as a transfer point for children arriving from the lower Rio Grande Valley. The president of the University of Texas is leaving. When and how remain up in the air. The Associated Press reports UT System Chancellor Francisco Sigueroa gave Bill Powers an ultimatum to resign before Thursday's Board of Regents meeting or be fired. Powers sent a letter to the chancellor, obtained by the Austin American-Statesman, calling for him to stay through the end of next year's legislative session. Powers wrote that leaving in October as the chancellor wants would be, quoting Powers, enormously disruptive to many stakeholders and would cast the university and our state in a highly unfavorable light. Authorities are looking for five or six black men and two Hispanic men who are accused of striking two victims, then at gunpoint taking their wallets. College Station police officers were sent to Northgate Sunday morning at 4:30. In the area of First and Church, the victims reported trading words with the suspects as they were driving by. Then the gray, late 90s model SUV stopped. The occupants got out, assaulted the victims, and one of the men pulled out a pistol and demanded the wallets. No life-threatening injuries were reported. On Saturday in the College Station neighborhood north of Dominick and east of Munson, police took four reports of vehicle burglaries and a theft of a firearm. A neighbor who witnessed one of the break-ins on Westover called dispatchers. Officers found two men in the area and arrested 23-year-old Stephen Howell and 22-year-old Stephen Warren of College Station for that burglary. Later in the day, police took three reports of vehicle burglaries on Hardwood. Officers did not disclose if forced entry was involved in any of the incidents. A Travis County resident under the age of 50 is the first diagnosed case of West Nile in the state this year. Travis County Medical Director Dr. Phil Huang says there is some good news.
Fortunately, the patient's situation, it was West Nile fever rather than the neuroinvasive disease. It was the less severe form of the illness, and the patient was not requiring any hospitalization.
Dr. Huang says to keep yourself safe, practice the four D's. Dress with long sleeves, avoid being out during dusk and dawn, use repellent with DEET, and drain any standing water from around your home. 14 people died last year in Texas from West Nile. The wife of former Texas Lieutenant Governor Bill Hobby has died. Services will be held Tuesday for 83-year-old Diana Poteet Stallings Hobby, who passed away last Friday due to complications from cancer. September 11th would have marked the couple's 60th wedding anniversary.
A month ago, the city of Houston passed a sweeping non-discrimination ordinance. Now, some want it repealed.
At issue is the fact that the measure extends protections to the gay, lesbian, and transgendered community. A petition on NoUnequalRights.com to bring the issue to the vote claims the city is serving the personal agenda of Mayor Anise Parker, who is gay, and her allies. Mike Craig with Out and Equal Houston says the group seems fixated on the so-called bathroom issue.
And they keep talking about, you know, oh, well, this ordinance allows a man to put on a dress and go into the women's room and assault. And that's just not true.
The conservative religious leaders claim that they have 50,000 signatures. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time. It's now 7:36 and 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do? If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you will have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates Exhibition, Ropes Course, Zip Line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, Rainforest, and Aquarium Pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the Lazy River with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand Weekend Concert Series. So smile, enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at moodygardens.org.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service means overtime coverage for you and your family without paying overtime charges. You get home, unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get out there the same day, 690-2278.
Considerable sunshine across the area today. That'll warm temperatures up to about 90 to 95 this afternoon. Later during the afternoon, the early evening hours, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. It'll become partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with the chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Sunshine Wednesday. Highs will be very close to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, some Aggie track and field athletes are getting it done at the Junior Championships. The University of Oregon, I'll tell you who that is and what they're qualifying in, as well as MLB news. And the All-Star rosters have been announced, except for the final votings. And I'll tell you which players from the state of Texas are in it, all that and more coming up in sports.
All right, there you go. It's 7:40. You know, we have unusual stories from all over U.S. America, and people ask before, you know, well, how do you get that weird stuff? Well, we have people. We have people, and what they do is they peruse all sorts of things, and then they basically aggregate all that stuff and send it to us. I mean, how else would we find out the winning results of the women's wife-carrying thing and all that. But then also we get, you know, like stories about weird things that go on, okay, unusual stuff. And that's why we always love to talk about our Florida segment, because that gives us an opportunity to talk about the strangest things from the strangest state. But this morning, we have a story. And the thing is, quite honestly, sometimes these little odd events happened a long time ago, and it takes a while for it to make its way through to the point that it's on this preparation service. All that to say this. Here's the story, and Patrick, I don't remember us having this story. Police surely hear all kinds of excuses from drivers looking to deflect blame after an accident.
Okay.
But a man in College Station, Texas, gets points for originality. He told officers that he swerved to avoid a turtle, a cat, a squirrel, and an overhanging tree. They listened carefully and charged him with DWI. Do you know of such a story?
I don't. I mean, I'm searching now.
Could such a thing be true? And I don't know when it might have happened. Because we get what's called probable cause statements and also significant activity reports from the police in the two cities.
That's a lot of runaway animals.
But, I mean, I didn't hear that. I didn't see it breaking news on any of the television stations, because I'm sure it would have been breaking news, because what isn't?
It was posted to the Internet while I was driving back into town yesterday.
Okay.
On another local media, say, KBTX.
Oh, KBTX.
I didn't realize it was so recently.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. So they broke that story.
Where was this at?
Does it say exactly the cat and the turtle and the squirrel were?
I'll avoid that road.
And the overhanging tree? I mean, it sounds creepy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Parking lot at Gateway Boulevard, he hit a tree.
Where's Gateway Boulevard? I don't know that I know where
it's
that
in
is.
It looks like he was in the area of 21 and North Zulch.
College Station.
That's way out there.
No, he had been there at one point, so he must have been doing some driving.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess within that period between College Station and North Zulch, you could, in fact, encounter a turtle, a cat, a squirrel.
Well, you know, North Zulch loves their wildlife out there.
Well, they do. But I don't know. I mean, and I guess, again, that could be, logically.
I'm reading again. He thought he was in Bryan or North Zulch. He was on Highway 6 in the left lane when he left the roadway, crashed.
Hello?
Yeah, you got to watch them turtles, man. They just dart right out in front of
you. They will. You know, you have to be careful.
I swerved to miss one this morning, leaving our
he jumped out in front of
neighborhood.
Me.
Well, no, he was there.
Okay, now he said Texas Avenue, which is kind of a long street. Do we know exactly where might have occurred?
No, Highway 6.
Highway 6.
And it's...
No?
I guess I have to get
the PC.
Just saying, given the choice between the turtle or me driving into a tree.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I hate turtles, but
you'd give it up. The
sorry,
turtle would have to give it up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Texas rancher noticed suspicious activity on a remote section of his property. I don't know where in Texas. It's a big state. Has discovered that he was housing more than just squatters after calling the sheriff for some help. The two hiked 3/4 mile into some dense woods and found a $2 million pot farm going on. $2 million worth of pot. Just saying.
And he didn't realize it was going on?
Know it was happening.
Oh,
Didn't know it was happening.
Well,
I'll save this story because Patrick is in the middle of actually doing his job, but we have a story today on Soap Opera with Swords having its own wine. Didn't know that, huh?
They have their own beers, too.
Ah, okay. All right, yeah. Here we go. If you're wondering what W had his birthday over the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
George W. Bush is hosting a retrospective for First Lady favorite Oscar De La Renta. The George W. Bush Presidential Center in Dallas will showcase more than 60 garments by the designer, including gowns that were worn by the First Lady and also Hillary Clinton and Nancy Reagan. Just letting you know. That'll be there if you want to see that at the other Bushatory.
Did Hillary really wear a lot of... Did she wear pantsuits, too, whenever she was the First Lady? I mean...
Covered her cankles. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Been a long time. Can't tell you.
She didn't really get gussied up much.
No. Here you go. This is a reality show waiting to happen. A British mom is leaving her 3 young kids to start a new life in America with a U.S. prisoner she met online.
Oh, my God.
A couple fell in love after meeting on a real website called writeaprisoner.com.
What's sad is there's lots of people that do that.
But they don't leave their children across the ocean.
Well, yeah.
No, but I know. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's true. There are a lot of people who do that. If you happen to watch the Macy's 4th of July fireworks extravaganza. You were part of a dwindled audience, down 27% over last year's show. Despite the good weather on the East Coast, the lineup of Miranda Lambert, Lionel Richie, and Enrique Iglesias and the Zac Brown Band, not as spectacular as promised. Of course, it also could be that it was a Friday night. People are kind of out beginning the weekend anyway, not Thursday night like last year.
Or it's 4th of July. I mean, yeah, they're watching fireworks.
People out doing, yeah, that's right. They're watching their own fireworks, and so they're doing that. And comes now the story of a pet dog in England feeling better after having the toy ball removed from his stomach. Trixie, the Border Terrier, swallowed the ball while playing in the yard in 2011. When it happened, her owner took her to the vet, but the doggy doctors couldn't find any traces of the ball at that time. Well, really? You have an X-ray machine? Anyway, for over 2 years, Trixie seemed to be in good health. Started feeling sickly recently, taken to the vet again. They did an X-ray. Sure enough, the ball was still there. They removed it this time. The doctor said, I've seen some strange cases in my time as a vet, but never an object hiding away for so long causing the problem.
Must not have been a big ball, right?
Bigger.
Wouldn't that block some stuff?
I was going to say, big enough that it didn't do what it needed. That's a good point. It may have been tucked away in a fold in the stomach. Can't tell. We'll talk canine physiology next hour, probably, but not right now. It's 7:40. Yes?
Gateway Boulevard,
okay.
South of town,
okay.
About a quarter mile south of 40.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so it's out by the Speedway.
Not quite there.
Okay, all right.
But Reynolds & Reynolds is the closest business
I know of.
This was Tuesday that it happened, so someone must have been going back through the PCs and, hey, in case you missed it, yeah.
Man, okay, I like that. Well, anyway. That's we've got it now. We've got we're days behind when minutes matter. That's a 7:40.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Have you ever wondered how qualities you found so attractive in your spouse when you were dating became so irritating once you got married? If so, it's helpful to remember that different doesn't mean wrong. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Our counselors say one of the toughest challenges for newlyweds is accepting their spouse's personality. Dating couples are usually so busy trying to impress each other, they overlook their partner's quirks. But once the honeymoon is over, all those irritating habits can get pretty hard to live with. And that's where many couples make a mistake that's fatal to their marriage. They allow their mate's personality to grate on their nerves. Left unchecked, resentment builds, and once it takes hold, a spouse's commitment to his or her relationship can quickly erode. Needless to say, I think there's a better path, and it starts with having the right attitude toward your spouse. We need to understand personality is what makes us uniquely who we are. Now, learning to accept your spouse's personality quirks may take some patience and growth on your part, but it's an important step in cultivating a strong relationship. After all, variety is the spice of life, and a little spice can go a long way toward helping your marriage thrive. For more help building a strong marriage, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Awards & More, providing you with the best and customized marketing solutions for your business. Again, it's Monday. I apologize. Texas A&M Shamir Little claimed her second junior title in the 400 hurdles over the past three seasons on Sunday at the USA Track and Field Junior Championships at the University of Oregon. Little, who won the 2012 junior title, edged 14-year-old Sydney McLaughlin, who is too young to make the U.S. squad that will compete at the World Junior Championships held later this month. Placing third was Jaden Miller of Harvard. Aggies in action on the second day of the meet also included Cameron Villarreal, who finished third in the 1,500 meters, and Austin Wells, who placed sixth in the 10,000 meters. Jeffrey Prothro placed ninth in the triple jump as incoming A&M freshman Sarah Catherine Stevens finished tied for eighth in the pole vault. On the baseball diamond yesterday, the Texas Rangers were looking to grab a series win against the Mets up in New York City.
And the pitch, and it's hit deep to right field. Way, way back, that ball is history. Leonis Martin with his fourth home run of the year. Two home runs of the inning. This is now a 7-4 Mets lead.
Yeah, even though the Rangers belted three home runs, it didn't happen as they fell to the Mets 8-4. Texas has now lost seven of its last 10. Out on the West Coast, it was all about Angels hurler Garrett Richards.
0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Singleton. A leadoff single to Altuve. Then Richards strikes out the side, matching a career-high 10 punch-outs.
Boy, outstanding stuff.
Richards won his sixth decision in seven starts and had a career-high 11 Ks as the surging Angels beat the Houston Astros 6-1 and completed the four-game sweep. The Astros will head back to the Lone Star State tonight for a series against the Rangers in Arlington, so something's got to give. Somebody's got to win. First pitch is at 7:05 with Astros coverage over on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone and Rangers broadcast on the Zone HD 95.1-3. And sticking with baseball, the MLB has announced most of the rosters for this year's All-Star Game in Minnesota. Two Texas Rangers, pitcher Yu Darvish and third baseman Adrian Beltre, were voted in by the players, as was Houston Astros second baseman Jose Altuve. Altuve's teammate, pitcher Dallas Keuchel, is trying to vie for one of the final two spots on the American League's side. That's a final vote candidate. To see the full lineups, you can go to WTAW.com. Morris Diaw says he's staying in San Antonio. The versatile forward tweeted yesterday that he is staying in the Alamo City for a few more years. Diaw did not reveal the specifics of his new contract with the Spurs, but Yahoo Sports first reported that it's a three-year deal worth $22 million. The Houston Rockets have reportedly ramped up their pursuit of Chris Bosh and are, in the words of one source, heavily engaged in trying to convince the all-star powered forward to leave the Miami Heat in free agency. Sources close to the process told ESPN.com yesterday that the Rockets have intensified their pursuit of Bosch over the weekend in the hopes that LeBron James will seriously consider leaving the Heat. Here's ESPN's Stephen A. Smith on what Houston signing Chris Bosch will do for the rest of the free agent pool.
If Chris Bosch decides that indeed he wants to go to Houston, who definitely wants him, by the way. Yeah, Melo's on their hit list. He's number one, but Chris Bosch is 1A. If he decides to go to Houston, then all of a sudden that frees Miami up, and they're in a position to then go and offer Carmelo Anthony max dollars while also bringing back LeBron James.
Now, Miami remains a front-runner to re-sign Bosch, even if it required him to take a pay cut from last season's $19 million salary. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. Novak Djokovic blew a 5-2 lead in the fourth set before pulling out a 5-set triumph over Roger Federer in the Wimbledon men's final yesterday. It's the second Wimbledon title for Djokovic, who also won it in 2011. Federer was trying to become Wimbledon's first 8-time singles champ. Now, even though the U.S. is no longer in it, the World Cup is still going on. The teams have been dwindled down to 4. Host team Brazil ousted Colombia 2-1 on the 4th. They'll take on Germany, who eliminated France 1-0 tomorrow at 3 p.m. The Brazil and Germany will go at it. After blanking Belgium 1-0 on Saturday, Lionel Messi and Argentina will take on the Netherlands Wednesday at 3 o'clock. The Dutch disposed of Costa Rica via penalty kicks in the round of 8. And rebounding from a 2-game skid, the Brazos Valley Bombers came back to beat the Texas Marshals 7-6 last night. The Bombers now enter the All-Star break with 11 players selected to represent the North team in the 2014 TCL All-Star Game. Game is tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. at Sonia Corfield and Bryan. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. with the Brazos Bingo TCL Home Run Derby, followed by Scott's favorite, the autograph session with the players, along with the memorabilia auction at 6:30. The Zone will be broadcasting the game with pregame starting at 6:45. And that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by Awards & More on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, Carl Walthall here from Superior Service Company, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. We are excited to announce that Superior Air Repair is the newest member of our growing family of Superior Services. At Superior Air Repair, we take care in all of your air conditioning and heating needs. And to make it easy to reach us, we have added a new phone number, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. So call us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2014-2015 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 8th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night. Log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2014-2015 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
A courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, about a minute till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Boy, I'd like to know the entire story here, but all we know is an unhappy pilot got back at his first officer the way that mature adults do by locking him out of the cabin in mid-flight. The Air New Zealand captain on the flight from Perth, Australia to Auckland, New Zealand, apparently held a grudge after the first officer took while performing a random drug test and alcohol test. Okay, the delayed takeoff by 13 minutes. So, and that got the captain so upset because he takes pride in his work. So what he did is when the first officer left the cabin to take a comfort break, that's like bathroom, he quietly locked the door. Captain was called time and again by the crew. They refused to open the, he refused to open the door. And then it says here, finally, according to the airline, the first officer used an alternative entry method to gain access. Like what, took the fire extinguisher and blasted the door down?
He James Bonded it and like jumped out of the airplane and then
and
just
came
hung
back,
on
crawled in. Yeah. That's it. The captain was told to take 2 weeks off.
I think that's awesome, though.
Little attitude problem there. Well, again, and did they do that quietly so that nobody else knew? So the pilot, co-pilot, and crew were the only ones who knew. Maybe the passengers didn't know about that.
Doesn't sound like it.
Look for a high temperature today in the lower 90s. A slight chance of showers all week long and lows in the 70s. We're at 74 right now. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.